All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, October 18th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some college football action already underway. Good luck to all of you playing some college. Sorry about that. Should be an action-packed weekend. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in 1-3. Posted in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here on the screen. We will jump into questions that came in prior to the show and then kind of go from there. So a couple of these came in. I did answer them in the chat. Some of them were a bit easier to, but wanted to elaborate on them on the show as well for other users who might not have seen the answers. First question, how do you upload lineups to FanDuel from the mobile app? So this can be a little bit tricky, okay? I do believe we have mobile tutorials. If you go to the help center, I think it's quick how-tos. Okay, we only have DraftKings on mobile. So the big thing with FanDuel on mobile is that one, like, you got to take your phone and like turn it in the landscape mode. Okay. And then the second thing is you got to decrease the zoom on your browser. So like here, right on my browser, I'm at like 90%. So wherever your browser zoom setting is, you want to lower it. And I've found that there are like some browsers that only allow you to do like the lowest is like 80%. That might not work. You need to use a browser that allows you to go low up until like 50% zoom. Basically, you need to zoom out far enough for there to be enough space on the screen for the CSV edit button to appear. If the screen is too tight, the button like gets hidden automatically to like save space. So for instance, like Safari tends to work like really well for like very low zooms. But if you use like DuckDuckGo or something like that, they cap it at like 80%. I don't know about every browser like Chrome or like Edge, but you just kind of have to trial and error them. But those are the things that I would be looking out for when trying to upload lineups to FanDuel on mobile. I've also heard people say that you can use a request desktop version button when you're on mobile. And then that will basically do what maybe I'm manually doing it, and maybe you could do it quicker by using that button. I've never seen it. I've never used it, but I have heard people say requesting desktop version is like a function that can help you do that as well. So look out for those things. Another FanDuel question, how you reviewed previous contests in FanDuel? So unfortunately, you can't. The main reason is like, and we have a little bit of time, so I'll break this down. It's like, say we go back to last week, right? And we go back to the main slate. We go to the contest tab. And okay, when you go to FanDuel, I mean, when you go to DraftKings, right? You go to the contest. They have this button down here. Questions in the way. It says export lineups to CSV. This is all the contest data. This is like all the lineups, all the users, all that stuff. We can effectively take that from DraftKings, process it all, and then, you know, bring in the flashback results. FanDuel doesn't allow us to do that. They don't give us access to the same contest data the way DraftKings does. So unfortunately, we are not able to process all of that information. That is why we do not have flashback on FanDuel at the moment. Obviously, as soon as they if they ever release it, which I'm not holding my breath, we would, you know, obviously love to get that functionality up and running. But as of right now, our hands are a little bit tied. All right, next question. I've never used FanDuel before. how different is it from DraftKings? And is it worth using both, or should I just stick with DK? Good question. You know, I think that if you're newer to the DFS space and, you know, you're not having any trouble getting enough action down, in especially in like the low stakes contest, I think it's fine to just kind of focus on one site. I think where it is a good time to start considering multi-site action is when you are playing all the low stakes stuff, but your bankroll amount that you wager per day, you still have money left. So like, say you're playing on DraftKings, you're growing your bankroll, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe you were playing $50 a day and now you're playing $200 a day, right? And you're running out of low stakes contests to play. I think that's a really good time to consider either one, alternate slates, or two, alternate sites. Okay. So like, for instance, like maybe you're like, hey, you know, I mostly just like to play the main slate. Okay. So then in that case, what I would do, right, is I would consider playing the main slate on both DraftKings and FanDuel, right? Like, hey, you know, the main slate's like the main thing I play, but I want to get as much low stakes action as I can. Okay, great. You know, now consider playing some money on both sites, because DraftKings and FanDuel both limit like long-term winning players from seeing contests under $3. Okay. So that's where I would do that. If you don't want to go across sites, the next best thing is considering multiple slates. I think this is a really, really good point for people trying to like grind and get a lot of action down. Is like, hey, I could play the main slate, but then I could also play the early only. I could play the Sunday to Monday. I could play the afternoon only. I could play the afternoon turbo, right? I'm just going through classics right now. I'm not even looking at the others, but like in a weekend, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 classic slates that you can play. And all of these slates have contests under $3, right? The other good thing is like, hey, you know, the games that are on the Monday night slate are, there's no similar games on the afternoon turbo. The games on the afternoon only are different from the games on the early only. What does this mean? It means your results aren't correlated. If you, you know, if there is a player on the early only, let's look, Saquon Barkley, maybe Saquon Barkley, you know, has a huge game, right? On the early only, maybe you didn't play that much of them, right? You're probably not going to do that good on the main, and you're probably not going to do that good on the early only, but Saquon's performance has no effect on your lineups on the afternoon slates, has no effect on your lineups in the primetime or Monday night slate, right? So what you're doing is you're getting maybe more action down in total, but you're getting more uncorrelated action down. You know, so this is a very good way of smoothing out your results and smoothing out your variance, is playing all these different slates. And, you know, we haven't even got right to talking about all of the showdowns. There's basically a showdown for every single game on an NFL week, right? This is like, this is getting into like grinder territory where, you know, you kind of go like from only playing the mains to playing some of the alternate classic slates. And then, you know, you get into like all the showdowns, and all of a sudden, you know, you're playing like 20 plus slates in a weekend, which is like quite a lot. So, 1 second. All right. Sorry about that. Where was I? Okay, yeah. So my point was, you have a lot of options for getting more money down at low stakes than you might think. Like, I've actually done this. I did this experiment during NBA season, like last year, like the year before, where it was like, if I played every NBA classic slate across all the sites, across DraftKings and FanDuel, I played all the slates and I played all the low stakes, including the showdowns, you could get like over $1,500 down in action on a single day. And it was like really surprising to me. It's like, wow, you can get so much good action down playing these slates that you might not have thought of otherwise, right? And you could definitely get more than that down for football. Like, you just want to play all the low stakes in football across all the sites, you know, you can get like a couple $1,000 down. So that's my advice there for like expanding. And as your bankroll grows, the best ways to kind of branch out, it is better to go, I say sideways, which is like more slates, more sites, rather than go up and down your lobby, right? Like you scroll through the lobby and then, you know, you enter some and then you just keep going, right? That's a little bit higher variance. Like if you only play the main slate, but you play all of your action on the main slate, right? So this approach tends to help out bankroll variance. So I would consider it if, you know, trying to like grind it all out. All right. Next question here from GM. Can you walk through reviewing and adjusting exposures in a lineup group by group manner, locking groups, etc.? Okay, good question. So I think I had that entry file loaded up for Sunday, so I'm going to go back here. Okay, so it looks like I had this file I was testing with for Thursday to Monday. So let's use this. Turn these off. Standard build. All right. So we have a couple groups here. I'm going to build, I don't know, 1,500 lineups. And we're going to kick this off. And we're just letting these lineups run. All right, lineups are finishing up. And we're just waiting for them to load. Looks like Sim's kicking off here. All right, almost done. Sim's done. Let's diversify. All right. So we're all set here, right? We've run our build. Now let's talk about viewing exposures group by group. Okay. So the first thing, right, is that these exposures that I'm seeing are for all of my groups in total, right? If I want to look at a specific group, maybe I want to look at the 10 lineups in the mini max. I just click on it. The group gets a highlight. Now my exposures update for these 10 lineups. So like I have four lineups with Dowdle, that's 40%. So I know the math is mathing, right? Now let's say I like these lineups, okay? Then what I can do is I can lock them and I can click off the group, okay? Now, no matter what I do, as far as adjusting other min-max exposures, those exposures, so min-max exposures get sent to each group individually, okay? Now, we made an adjustment recently where for single entries, we only send exposures of either 0 or 100, right? So let's say I'm looking at this, right, and maybe I feel like 46% white is too much. Okay, so then I come in here and I say, you know, maybe I only want 35%. So this 35% is only going to go to these two groups down here, right? This is actually a great example. I set the 35, but I have auto run diversifier off. Notice the builder is saying, hey, I can't meet the exposure for the 220 maxes down here. The single entries don't have the exclamation point. That's because the single entries are ignoring any exposure that is either not, that is not zero or 100. Okay. So now if I re-diversify, notice it's saying it's diversifying only zero of four, right? It's leaving out the one I've locked. Even though these metrics are spinning, I would ignore those, but it's not diversifying this. It's leaving those as is. And then it's re-diversifying the rest. So then now that I've re-diversified, it's gotten as close as it can here. It's not getting exactly the 35%, but it is getting 36% here. Okay, so 36.5, really, really close to what I wanted. So I would be fine with that. I wouldn't be worried about it. So then you could just like continue doing this if you wanted, right? Like clicking on a group, locking, adjusting, clicking, locking, adjusting. Basically at whatever point you lock, those lineups are no longer going to change. And then the exposures will only be sent to the new or to any group that is now unlocked. So that's like the differences between like single entries, 20 maxes, locking, setting exposures. So I think that should mostly cover it. I don't have a ton else to talk about with regard to that topic, but happy to answer any follow-up questions. All right, next question. It might be a small sample size, but there has been a huge difference in my flashback ROI in NFL when I combine the lineups that the portfolio diversifier gives me across different builds instead of combining the non-negative lineup pools of different builds. How long should I test each strategy to know if it's better, or is just one contest flashback enough data to draw an actionable conclusion from? Okay, this is actually another really good opportunity, I think. I talk about this with like NASCAR. You know, because like most people, you know, who like follow NASCAR, like mostly follow like Cup Race, right? Because that's like the most popular. But what I'll tell people for like NASCAR is like, hey, from a DFS perspective, playing Friday Trucks, Saturday Xfinity, and Cup Race are all really the same, right? Like format-wise, you know, the amount of drivers. Strategy-wise, I think it's like really, really similar. So what I'll tell people is like, hey, if you're playing NASCAR, right, and you're trying to try different things out, like, and you're, you know, experimenting, you should 100% experiment on Friday and Saturday as well. One, because those contests are smaller, and then they can help you dial things in for basically like the grand finale on Sunday with Cup Race. Right. I think this is like another really good opportunity to take that approach is like what we were talking about is like all the different classic slates. Like, hey, you know, you don't have to go week by week. Right. You could try this out on the Thursday to Monday. You could try this out on the Sunday to Monday. You could try this out on the main slate. You could consider doing it on the early slate. You know, the early slate usually has more games. I would be a little less inclined to try it on like or however. What I would say is I would kind of maybe separate my results a little bit on like some of those smaller, like two gamers and three gamers, right? Like I would be a little bit, I would treat those different. Like I don't want to treat main slate and two gamers kind of the same in like my analysis, but I think like maybe the six gamers, you know, definitely Thursday to Monday, Sunday to Monday, main slate, you know, you can get at least three slates of action down where you can grow your sample within a given week, right? So I don't think you need to take it week by week. I think you just maybe up the number of slates that you play, and maybe you play a little less on the main and put a little more action into those other ones while you do your testing. And another thing I'll say is like, hey, maybe, you know, let's say I'm playing right here, right? I have both the quarter and dime. Maybe I try the new experiment in the dime because it's cheaper and I use what I currently use in the quarter, right? And then once I'm comfortable and kind of more confident in the new process, then maybe I start to incorporate it into some of my higher dollar stuff as well. So I think that you could take this like lower stakes kind of experimenting approach and then scale that up as you get more confident. Or if it doesn't work, right, you can scrap it. You didn't waste that many entry fees. And you can, you know, go back to the drawing board, right? So I think that's probably the best approach to take. And it's, you know, your confidence level in what you're seeing is going to be a little subjective. So whenever you feel like, hey, you know, I think I'm onto something, I like this, then I would start to expand it from there. All right. I think we are all caught up here. A lot of good questions today. A lot of FanDuel questions, which is totally cool. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.